people go?
The slaves are mine. Their lives are mine. All that they own is mine. I do not know your God, nor will I let Israel go.
Who are you to make their lives bitter in hard bondage? Man shall be ruled by law, not by the will of other men.
The great Charlton Heston.
Who is this?
Telling the story of Passover, the holiday observed by Jewish people, that will start at sundown this coming Friday, April 19th. The holiday to commemorate the story of God liberating the ancient Israelite people out of Egyptian-imposed slavery. Shout out to Yul Brynner in that clip as well. Let my people go, the famous line by Moses. Just a small portion of the journey of the Israelite people from bondage to salvation. And this is what the Jewish people have been retelling and celebrating for generations with Passover that lasts for 8 days, during which no bread or anything that contains grain that has been fermented is to be consumed or even owned. The main focus of the Passover holiday is the ceremonial Seder, a celebratory meal that occurs this Friday and Saturday nights in which family and friends and guests discuss the story of the Exodus through readings and rituals and four cups of wine and symbolic foods. And joining us today to talk about some of those important symbolic foods and what his legendary Chicago restaurant is doing for Passover is Ken Raskin, who is the owner of the great Manny's Deli. Hi, Ken. Nice to see you.
Hi, Dean. Thanks for having me.
I don't think I've ever seen you. We're not surrounded by corned beef sandwiches.
That's for sure.
All over, because I love coming to Manny's. You've got your Manny's shirt on, which I love. Normally I see you at the restaurant when I'm knee-deep in corned beef sandwiches, and you're serving them to everybody at Manny's. For how long now has Manny's is truly one of the legendary restaurants in Chicago.
Yeah, we've been in the neighborhood for 77 years now.
Wow.
It started with my grandfather and his brother. My dad worked there as a kid. Then they had a place on Roosevelt Road, one in Albany Park, one on the west side. Over the years, they closed those, and we opened up on Jefferson Street in 1965.
Yeah, where you are now,
right.
And still packing them in every single day.
Yeah, well, we've done four expansions over the years and trying to keep up with the times.
Yeah, what do you think the secret of the success? We're going to talk about Passover in a second, but Manny's is so legendary. What do you think the secret to the success is? As you know, foods have gone through different trends. Great corned beef sandwiches, great pastrami sandwiches, that amazing deli counter that you have, that hot table of great foods and desserts that you have has been, you know, standard for decades.
Well, you know, so many things have changed over the years. All the places that we used to go to basically disappeared. I started dating my wife 44 years ago, and everywhere we went on a date probably within those first 6 months is gone.
Yeah.
So we really are a touchback to what things were.
Do you think it's that people love comfort foods, that they love, that there's something about going to Manny's that brings back a happier time for them, and foods maybe that their parents serve them, that their grandmothers, you know, made for them, their mothers, you know, made for them, do you think?
Absolutely. And, you know, basically we're serving the fifth generation of customers already, and they all refer to their grandparents, their great-grandparents, and, you know, basically their experiences, yeah. And they're trying to figure out how it changed and where the walls were and all that.
Right, right. One of the things that strikes me when I come to Manny's is how diverse it is. You have everybody, every kind of person, male, female, every color, every ethnicity. There's a universal quality that people love about coming to Manny's.
Well, you can get old-fashioned type food, a lot of Middle European entrees, you know, and people come to get their fix, and it's just so... so interesting to see what it's like, and you know, if you have an experience, you know, people, you want to come in and see what it's all about.
Yeah. So talk to me a little bit about Passover and Manny's. You've got a special Passover menu just for the holidays.
Right, we do. It's got quite extensive, actually. It has a lot of our regular items that we serve every day, but they're featured and right out in front on this menu. Basically, you could get all the fixings for your family dinner to serve at home without cooking. People place their order in advance, they come and pick it up, hopefully we didn't leave anything out.
Yeah. Grandma's not going to be happy about
that. No, you can't do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't brand the piece of gefilte fish with the Manny's logo on it, but, you know, we don't need to be recognized at that meal.
It's, are the foods that you have on your Passover menu, those are the items which are on the traditional items that one would find on a Seder table?
Absolutely. Everywhere from gefilte fish to chopped liver, matzo ball soup, the chorosis, all the items that are on a Seder plate. And we can get into that if you... Well, I want to talk about the symbolism.
I'm curious to, you know, to find out about it. I mean, you know, for Christians, today is Palm Sunday, but I like learning about other religions and traditions. And to me, that's what makes Chicago so great, is we have such a melting pot here, and I love learning about all of these things. So let me take a break, and when we come back, you can explain all of this to us. We'll come right back. Ken Raskin is here, the owner of Manny's Delis, and we'll be right back on WGN. Ken Raskin is here, who is the owner of Manny's Deli at 1141 South Jefferson in Chicago. The legendary Manny's Deli. I don't think there are any other delis in the Chicago area quite like yours. Well, you know, I always say, you know, when I'm in New York, I like to go to some of the famous delis in New York, which sadly they're even closing in New York right now. The Carnegie and the Stage Deli and some of the big ones there that have been open for years are now gone. And I always say, really, the only place that we have in Chicago, like a New York deli, is Manny's.
Well, thank you for thinking that. I appreciate it. A lot of it has to do with the real estate. If you own your own property, you have a better chance of sticking around, as long as someone doesn't come and offer you $50 million for it.
Yeah.
And the other reason why a lot of them disappeared was a lot of the parents educated their kids. They became doctors and lawyers and other types of professionals. They didn't want them sweating back there in the kitchen and stuff. And so a lot of the kids didn't take over the family businesses.
Mm-hmm. Unlike your family, where you do have you do have your family. When I go there, I feel I'm at the Raskin house or something.
Well, pretty much. I'm there more than I'm at home.
Yeah,
and my son works full time. He runs the restaurant pretty much, and my wife Patty runs the deli and bakery. And at least once or twice a week, I have big segments of my family coming in for lunch.
Yeah, well, it's always a nice feeling. With Passover now, that will start at sundown this coming Friday, Manny's and many other places around the Chicago area have Passover menus, but Manny's in particular. Talk to us a little bit about the significance of the items that you've got on your Passover menu, that families can come and pick up everything that they need at Manny's to serve to their families at home.
Okay, well, I'll first start with the Seder plate. It's generally got five items on it. It has chorosis, which is chopped apple, nuts, and wine. That's to represent the mortar and bricks of what the Jews built the pyramids with in Egypt. Horseradish, which symbolizes the bitter life that the people had. We have parsley, and we dip it in salt water, and that's to symbolize the tears of the Jews. And then we have a roasted egg and a roasted lamb shank, and that shows sacrifice to the gods.
Okay.
To God, pardon me, not gods. And then we take the book that's called the Haggadah, and that is the entire story of Passover from beginning to end. And it guides you through the dinner with prayer and explaining the symbolism of the different foods and the traditions that went on. And it's really, really important to the Jewish family to go through this at some level. You know, you could do a 30-minute service, or you could do a 4-hour service.
Yeah. I've had friends tell me that they've sat through those 4-hour ones sometimes. Yeah,
that's pretty rough, especially if you worked all day.
The more traditional families, they do the long version.
Yeah. And one of those things, you're supposed to recline. So lean back at the table. Well, a person like myself would probably fall asleep.
Right, if you were working all day on top of it, right.
Yeah, but it's really interesting. And we go through the beginning part with the Seder plate, and then we demonstrate the 10 plagues that actually got the Jews released.
Mm-hmm.
And then we explain that the matzah is unleavened bread. The Jews didn't have time for the bread to rise, so that's what became matzah.
Right.
And that's basically used as a binder or the bread to eat for the holiday.
Yeah.
It's in most of the items that would require any kind of bread.
Yeah, and the other items that you have on there, are there other traditional foods that are eaten during the Passover period?
Yeah, and I'm not sure that all of them are from that period of time, but the traditional items to eat are things like the filter fish for an appetizer, the matzo ball soup, chopped liver.
Okay.
And we just go on like that. We have all those types of items.
A texter is asking if you are certified kosher.
No, we are not.
Okay.
We don't follow the dietary laws.
Okay, like some people keep kosher, and they would need that. Others, other Jewish people don't.
Right.
So everybody understands that. If people want to get more information, take a look at your menu, learn more about Manny's history, what's the best way to do that?
Through our website, www.mannysdeli.com.
Okay, mannysdeli.com, and it's 1141 South Jefferson, basically Jefferson and Roosevelt, right?
Yeah.
Roosevelt Road. Ken Raskin, happy Passover to you and to your family.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming in.